So another narrative portrait by Mr. Telemann. Another famous book, this time is Don Quixote. The first scene, we find Don Quixote sleeping under a tree. He must be having some nightmares because he wakes up, he storms against what he thinks to be 40 monsters, and they are all windmills. He goes charging on the first one, but the blade moves and rider and horse are thrown away. He recovers after a long, long time. He goes home and then we find him longing for his princess Dulcinea. Thank you. In this next scene, we are in a tavern, and they have just eaten Don Quixote and his servant Sancho Panza. Of course, a true knight will not pay for his own food, so Don Quixote just goes out without paying, and poor Sancho Panza is left with the bill, and he doesn't have any money. So there are these four local workers. They take him outside and they take a blanket, each holding onto the corners of the blankets, and they throw him higher and higher up in the air, like they do with little dogs during carnival time, writes Cervantes. That, of course, is not so proud. It looks more like a broken down beer horse. That is followed by the not so willing to gallop donkey. So you hear a braying donkey that is absolutely not galloping. And then in the end, we hear soldiers marching off, and Quixote is going back to sleep, and maybe it all just was a dream.